Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct regular support from a TTA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site and the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
My name is Scott Hogue, and I've spent 32 years in law enforcement. I started my career as a police officer in a mid-sized agency in Idaho, northern Idaho, and worked my way up as a supervisor, a field training officer, became a lieutenant and then a captain, and then was appointed as the chief of police, where I spent nearly 10 years as the chief of police in that agency. My experience with the body-worn camera project, we early on at our department in about 2007, 2008, decided that we wanted to have a tool for our motor officers, for our animal control officers, some of those folks that didn't have the in-car camera, we wanted to have that tool available for them. And so we started to look out there to see what was available. And the body-worn camera project or product was just coming out at that time. And so we started to research it and realized that that was going to be the tool that we were looking for to supplement our in-car camera system. So we did research and ended up purchasing them, and have had body-worn cameras in our agency since 2008.
Great, thank you. So what is your top advice for sites?
Well, there's several things that I think when you have that discussion, there's four main points that, you know, I think of. And number one is to make sure that they are seeking input both internally and externally. Getting that engagement from your team, putting a group together to help guide you through that process if you're selecting a body-worn camera as a tool for your agency, is getting them together, having the discussions, and vetting that out. Anytime you include your team, it will certainly result in a better program and a better result on the other end. And then externally, also making sure that we are including our partners, you know, whether it be our schools or our hospitals, partner agencies. You know, a lot of times we forget our allied agencies when we implement technology or implement projects. So making sure that we have included them and gotten the feedback from them, I think is extremely important. The other thing that I think is really critical is ensuring that you have proper policy. So many times we in law enforcement don't take time to put a good solid policy together, and we end up having problems. So putting a policy together early on that covers all of the items as it relates to body-worn camera is extremely important. And then the other thing I recommend to folks is to make sure you do good research. Check out the vendors, do some T&E, make sure that you get a product that works well for your agency. If you don't do good research, you could be saddled long-term with a product or a vendor that doesn't meet your needs. And then finally, make sure when you implement that technology that you provide good training for your staff. Lay out the policy, lay out the expectations, lay out how that tool works so that you'll have a good, successful, and solid program that everyone can support.
Great, thank you. So what's the most innovative way that you've assisted a site?
Well, being a SME has been a learning experience for me. I tell people all the time, I think I learn more from the sites and from the other SMEs than I offer. But I think, I don't know if it's innovative, but one of the ways that we can help is to provide on-site support. So I have had several sites that have had challenges in certain areas, and to be able to get a group of SMEs together, whether it's, you know, from a prosecutor's office or, you know, large agencies, smaller agencies, we get three or four folks, five folks together, and go out and visit a site that has invited their allied agencies, they have invited their team, sometimes they invite the community to come and participate is, to me, very beneficial for us, but it's also very beneficial for that agency and the community to be able to come together and learn what other agencies are doing from across the country and bring, you know, their allied agencies, their team together, as well as the community, I think has been very, very rewarding for the sites that I've been involved in.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwcTTA.com.